This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I recently went to my law school reunion. I love reunions. I love Yale. I love New Haven. And it was a lot of fun to be back to see a bunch of old friends. I saw one friend and I said to him, I have been telling a story about you for years as an illustration of a point about careers. But I've always wondered if I have the facts exactly right. Can I tell you the story about you that I've been telling and you fact check it for me? He laughed and he said, sure. So here's the story. Fortunately, I do have my facts straight. This was a friend I had in law school, a guy with whom I worked on the Yale Law Journal. He did very well as a law student, and as we approached graduation, he'd been accepted for a very prestigious position as a clerk for a judge on the Court of Appeals. Now, I knew this guy was a great student, and because I worked with him, I also knew that he played a lot of video games. In fact, he told me that he felt guilty about how much time he wasted during law school by sneaking off to play video games when he could have been studying. It didn't seem to have any kind of bad impact, but still, he felt bad about it. Now, my friend was married, and his wife was a writer, and she had happened to go into interview with a video game company about the possibility of writing a script for one of their games. During the course of her interview, she'd mentioned how much her husband knew about games, and they said, okay, have him come in. So he did. And they were so impressed by what he had to say that they offered him a job. But he'd committed to this judge, a very influential and respected judge. So he called the judge and said, I have this job offer and I would like to take it, but I've made a commitment to you and I will honor that commitment if you want me to. The judge said, I'll release you from your commitment, but consider this carefully. Talk to people, think hard. Because this is a big decision to make. So my friend did, and he took the job with a video game company, and he worked there, and eventually he ended up starting his own video game company. So looking back, what was the waste of time? Playing video games or going to law school? Maybe neither was a waste of time. I think of this story, and I repeat it to other people as a reminder, we don't always know what is preparation. We don't always know what is a good or bad use of our time. My sister Elizabeth once said to me, I just wish I'd watched more television as a child. Because now she's a TV writer. We don't know that for ourselves, and we certainly don't know that for other people. So I try to be very cautious when I say to my daughters, you should be doing something else with your time. I don't know. I can't know. What is preparation? What's a good use of time? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.